Hi, my name is Brady Gaster. I work for the Microsoft Windows Azure Evangelism team, and today I would like to tell you about a new sample that we have created called the Fluffy Photos sample. Fluffy Photos is a picture gallery that you can use to upload pictures from either your web or a mobile device. You can upload, set up tags, and share photos with this example. And it stores the photos into Windows Azure Blob Storage and stores information about those photos, such as the metadata that you enter, into a Windows Azure Table Storage table, and actually uses a Windows Azure SQL database to do authentication through the Universal Provider. So I'm going to walk you through that today in this demo. Here you have the Microsoft Windows Azure portal, and the first thing we're going to need to do is to create a couple of resources that we'll use with the app. So the first thing I'm going to do here is to click on Storage, and I'm going to create a new storage account, and it's going to open up, and I'm going to give the storage account a name. I'll just call it Fluffy Storage, and I'll click on Create Storage Account, and that will actually start the process of creating that storage account. And now I'll click on Cloud Services, and I'm going to create a new cloud service. And the purpose of the cloud service is it's going to be kind of the back end of Fluffy Photos. And what it'll do is it'll actually do all the image processing, upload it into the blob storage, and save the information about it into table storage. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and create it first. And now I'm going to create a website, and this is going to be the Fluffy Photos site that you actually use and upload pictures through. It'll be kind of the GUI. And then that GUI is actually going to use a Windows Azure SQL database. So I'm going to create a database here, and the purpose of the database is really to store the profile information for the users. So I'll go ahead and give the database a login and password. You can see that I actually created a new SQL server for this. I didn't select one of our pre-existing servers. And you want to make sure that the checkbox here, allow Windows Azure services to access the server, you want to make sure that's checked, because the Windows Azure SQL databases have firewalls set up, and we want to allow the databases to be accessed by our Windows Azure services, like the site or the cloud service. So you want to uncheck that box to allow access. And now what I'll do is going to go ahead and go back into the sample here, and I'm going to download this code from the Fluffy Photos sample. I'll click on download and save that to my hard drive here. I'll do save as, save it to my desktop. And that file is going to download, but while it's downloading, I want to point out that this is the code sample on MSDN. And if I scroll down here to the very bottom, you'll see that there's a link to the Getting Started document. If you click that link, you're going to be bounced over to our GitHub repository, and that's actually the repository where we have all the code pertinent to this example. And we store that in the Fluffy Photos repo. And if I scroll down here, this is our README file. And just sort of goes through a quick introductions to how to do everything. But this Getting Started link here, that'll actually walk you through the process that I'm showing you in this video, kind of step by step with screen captures. It's a little bit longer document, but kind of shows you the same thing that I'm going to show in this video. Now I'm going to unzip this zip file containing all the source code. Just unzip that to my desktop, and you'll see that I've got the solution right here. Now I'm not going to double click that solution. Instead, I'm going to open up Visual Studio 2012. I'm going to run it as administrator. The reason I'm going to do that is part of this solution is actually going to be a cloud service. So when we run it, you need to have the studio running in admin mode, because the compute emulator actually requires elevated privileges. So that's why I've run it as admin. And got the solution open now. I'm going to go ahead and shrink down all these projects. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the cloud configuration file for the cloud project. I'm going to get onto the website and open up the web config file. The reason we're doing this is we're going to have to make a couple of configuration changes here to tell it how to get to our storage account. And you'll see that this connection string has a string in it, placeholder, with your account. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over and look at the Fluffy storage account. I'm going to go ahead and copy the name. It's still being created, so I'm just going to copy the name for now. I'm going to paste that into wherever I see the Your Account placeholder. And this is going to be the cloud configuration file, and I'm going to do the same thing over in the web config file for the website. So I want to paste in the name of my storage account here. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and I'm going to click on the SQL database. I'm going to open that up, and you'll see this link over here that says Show Connection Strings. If I click that, it's actually going to give us the connection strings. We don't have to memorize it. I'm going to copy that out of there, go back into my web config, and I'm just going to paste over what's already there. It points to my local database. So I'm going to paste that in, and you'll see that there's a placeholder with the password, because we don't put that in that box for you. You have to actually type in the password for your SQL database. So I've done that, enter in the password. Now we've got the web config kind of wired up to talk to the database. And you'll see that I've got the default admin role user and role pass app settings here. When the app starts up, it's going to create an administrative user, and that's the username and password it's going to use out of the gate. You can change that if you want to. And the last piece that we need, now that the storage account's been created, is I'm going to have to copy the access key out of the portal. So I'll click on Manage Keys. This is going to open up. I'll copy that to my clipboard. Close this window down. Now I'm going to paste that back into there to have the storage account key. And I'm going to copy this whole string rather than just do a piecemeal. I'm going to copy that whole string to my clipboard. I'm going to go back into the web config, and I'm going to drop that storage account connection string into the web config as well, just to make sure we've got the whole thing the same. Now I can close those files down, and I'm going to glue my Solution Explorer open, because now we're going to get into publishing these things out to Windows Azure. It's pretty easy using WebDeploy, so what I'll do first is go over to my cloud service and show you that the Fluffy Cloud Service has no production deployments, so there's nothing out there yet. I'm going to right-click that project, select Publish. The first thing I'm going to have to do is to download my credentials, so I'll click that link, and it's opened up a browser window back here. And I'm going to go and I'm going to save my publish settings file. I'll save that to my desktop. Go ahead and save that guy. Close this down and go back into here. And I'm going to import that publish settings file. And see that that's my account. I'm using a free account. I'm going to leave everything else the same. And it's just a confirmation of my settings here. Go ahead and click Publish. Now what's happening is Visual Studio is actually publishing that cloud service out to Windows Azure. So we're actually pushing the cloud service right out as a live cloud service in Windows Azure right now. That process is going to take just a minute. You can see that it's kind of going along, chugging along pretty well. But I can simultaneously push the website as well. So what I'm going to do is, while the cloud service is being deployed, I'm going to go back into Websites. I'm going to click on my website, scroll down a little bit here, and you'll see that I've got a download publish profile link. I'll click that. I'm going to save that publish profile also to my desktop. And this publish profile is really for web deploy. This is really just going to give us the opportunity to publish just our website back up to Windows Azure. So we're going to publish the cloud service and the website individually. I'm going to go ahead and minimize that window a little bit. Right-click the website, select Publish. And then I'm going to import that publish settings profile I just saved to my desktop. Go ahead and grab that. And I'm going to validate that connection to make sure it's all wired up properly. Should be okay. I'll click Next here. And I'm going to uncheck these two boxes. This is if you're using Entity Framework Migrations, which we're not, so I'm just going to turn that off. Go ahead and publish here. And what that's going to do is that's actually going to publish our website up into Windows Azure Websites. So just to see how that process is going, I'm going to open my output window here. And you'll see that the web deploy is kind of giving us some trace information here. Deployment's probably happening. Should be done pretty quickly. Not a lot of content in the website. I'm going to put this window right here on top of the other one. And once the site's deployed, it's actually going to open up in a web browser. So even though our cloud service probably won't be done by then, you'll see that there's our site. So we're ready to go. And when the site spun up, we actually went ahead and created that admin user. So I'm going to log in with that admin user so I can kind of see everything. Just type admin here and then my default password. Enter that, and I'll click submit to log in. And there we go. So you'll see that I have no albums yet, or haven't uploaded any images, so I'm really not going to do a search yet. I'll go back over here and watch Visual Studio so we know when the thing is completed, and there we go. So now everything's actually pushed out. So our back-end services are actually running. So let's go ahead and create an album and upload some pictures. So I'll do new album. That's good. I'll select the default there. Hit submit. And don't have any pictures yet, so there's no placeholder. So I'll click upload. go out to my hard drive here, go into my SkyDrive folder, and probably ought to see what I'm uploading. So let me look at the large icons or medium icons here. There we go. So I'll grab one of my cloud wallpapers that I like to use. Go ahead and give it a tag of clouds so it's easy to search for. I'll give it a quick title as well, cloud wallpaper, because that's what it is. And no description. I'll click submit. And the first thing you'll see is that it looks like it's processing. That's because we just posted everything up into Azure queues, and those queues are being read from and processed. And theoretically, it would take a second if you had a lot of users, but since we've only got one user right now, it didn't take very long at all. That image has been processed and put into blob storage. Now I'll click that to open up the image, and you'll see the URL here is my storage account on blob.core.windows.net. That should show you that that JPEG has actually been uploaded into blob storage, and that's where we're pulling it from now. So I'll go back into My Albums real quick, and I'm just going to make a new album. We'll call this one Photos. Go ahead and make that album. And you see that I've got nothing in there, so I'll go ahead and click on Photos, and nothing there. Click Upload. And now I'm going to find a picture of my beautiful two boys, Gabriel and Lucas. Go ahead and grab their picture and give it a title here, Boys, and select Photos as my album. Go ahead and tag it with the word Family so I can easily find pictures of my family later on if I want to. So there we go, uploading that picture. And you'll see again that it's processing. By the time I go back to Albums, it should probably be done. Click on that image, I could actually exploit it just like I did the previous one, but if you click delete here, you'll actually delete the whole album, not just the images, but if you go into each album, you'll have the capability of deleting each one independently. But that's Fluffy Photos. Hopefully it will demonstrate some different ways that you can use Azure, kind of get your feet wet with it, and hope that you enjoy the sample. There'll be many more to follow this one, so enjoy it, and happy learning. Take care.